This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Up early with Annie and Ando this Friday morning, and as you know, Joy is a global radio station. That means you can hear us all around the world at joy.org.au, and we've had somebody slide into our DMs at Annie and Ando on Instagram, and this person has a drone story for us, and their shots are stunning. So I thought we have to invite him onto the show to chat with us live. His name is Gashper, surname Anonymous.
Where's he from?
He's from Slovenia.
Hello.
Hey. Hello from Slovenia. Hello from Ljubljana.
My goodness, that is so far away. Tell us, where on a map are you?
It's actually like it's a very tiny country in the middle of Europe. So next to, in between Italy, Austria, Croatia, and Hungary. So a lot of people mistaken it with Slovakia, but it's Slovenia.
Yeah.
And I think Melania Trump kind of put us on the map.
Is she from there?
Slovenia. Yeah, she is, yeah.
Is that where the statue is that recently got a little bit defamed?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, I know it.
A lot of many statues here, yeah.
So before we get into any questions about crashing the drone, because we have been talking today about things that you've broken the first time that you've used it, tell me, are you enjoying the experience of having a drone?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Actually, I bought it like a couple of weeks ago because I had a lot of work to do and I was really fed up of this new normal. During one of my breaks, I started watching these amazing YouTube videos of drone shots, you know, kind of like shots of waterfalls, river basins. And I found it so relaxing that I started investigating and I realized that drones got really small nowadays. So, and it can be very handy to travel around with. So I bought myself one and it proved to be a very good idea.
Has it got a camera on it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And wait, hold up. I thought all drones had cameras on them.
No, when I crashed mine, Annie, I didn't put my GoPro on it because I had a dummy camera just in case, thank goodness.
This one has a very good camera and it makes absolutely stunning shots. It's awesome.
Because of the whole COVID-19 thing, does it give you a sense of freedom that perhaps you wouldn't have had?
Oh, yeah, it does. It absolutely does, especially now when we cannot fly as much. Well, actually, we cannot fly.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, I mean, probably the part I like the most is that you can see the world from different perspectives. And when you're soaring and flying around beautiful nature, you look on the world from above. And sometimes it's really important that we get this new perspective, different perspective, especially in times of uncertainty. Like,
wow, I think that is the most poetic thing I've ever heard about a drone. I want to know, give us the juice now. Have you already crashed the drone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, it was the very first day. So I just wanted to be, I mean, just shortly after unboxing it, I wanted to be a cool uncle and I called my nephews and I wanted to show off a bit. And then I wanted to take this amazing selfie of us. And then I somehow hit the wall.
Is your nephew all right? I had this image of a drone coming down on top of you both.
Well, actually, no one got hurt.
You sound a little disappointed. Like, it could have had the opportunity to be a viral TikTok video.
Unfortunately.
Because I wanted to come across as a cool uncle, which I didn't.
You are cool in other ways. So, what I understand when we looked at your Instagram and in chatting to you, you identify as gay?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Can I ask, and it's a personal question, what's it like being gay in Slovenia?
Well, for me personally, it was not the easiest. Not that Slovenia is like one of the most conservative countries, or it's not very progressive either. So it's probably in the European average. But for me personally, it was not the easiest because I come from a small town, well, a small village actually. So it's pretty conservative environment. I grew up without any references, and sometimes for me it was a bit difficult actually, especially like I was bullied at school sometimes. So I kind of put this straitjacket on myself, and when I was a kid, it from today's perspective, it sounds a bit odd. I mean, weird, but at the time, you know, when someone realized that I'm gay, like I really felt uncomfortable, like someone uninvitedly intruded my intruded my personal space, emotional space. So I just like lowered my voice. I started acting more straight. But of course, I did a lot of harm to myself. And I needed like a couple of years to realize that what I'm experiencing and feeling has to do with the shame and fear of being unaccepted, unlovable. Yeah. And since I realized that, it got way easier for me, and now I'm super comfortable where I am and who I am.
Oh, a virtual hug down through the airways from Annie and I. Is there a special someone in your life? Other than us?
Not at the moment. No.
What is it like to date when there's not many of you who are out?
Well, actually, not sure if it has to do that there are not many people out here, just the population here is so small. So, like, I mean, if you have
it's
the
like Adelaide
LGBT community, or is Darwin even smaller?
Yeah, and some of them would be relatives as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah, most likely. Yes, actually, when I did DNA test, I found out that I have so many relatives. We all live in incest here.
When this whole COVID pandemic craziness finishes, Annie and I are looking at taking our show on the road. And I think, Louis, that Slovenia should be on our list.
Yes, we could be like Hamish and Andy when they do their gap year.
I was thinking more like National Lampoon's.
I only remember that they had a Christmas special edition, but Gasper will be there. You'll be filming the whole thing on your drone.
You'll have plenty of shots because I didn't mention we'll be staying with you.
Awesome. I'm looking forward.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me. It was a real pleasure.
You've made our morning.
And it's really cool that you have this radio station. I wish we had one when I was growing up here in Slovenia. It would definitely make our lives way easier. So it's really cool.
And it's as easy as that. You can be just like Gashba. If you want to have your say, we can ring you no matter where you are in the world. If you're tuning into Joy via joy.org.au, you can slide into our DMs on Instagram as well at Annie and Ando. On the other side of this, we're going to chat more about things that you've broken the first time you used it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.